Okay, and welcome back to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, your local radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. Before the top of the hour, we heard the song New Day, which is credited to Masabumi Kikuchi, Thomas Morgan, and Paul Modian from Masabumi's 2012 release Sunrise, recorded in 2009 on ECM Records. And I know that album, Paul helped to put the songs in order, and everyone worked really hard on that. And then before that, we heard Turn Out the Stars, a Bill Evans tune from the 1990 Polydor release Bill Evans, with Mark Johnson on bass, Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, Bill Frizzell on guitar, and Paul Modian on drums. And that album is all Bill Evans compositions. So I want to thank my partner, the Camden Conference, for helping to bring the radio show on the air. And next up, I have a tune from Lost in a Dream, the tune Casino by Paul Modian. And that's a 2010 ECM release with Chris Potter, Jason Moran, and Paul Modian. But before I put that on, I'm going to read a little bit more from the Paul Modian composition book. And this, I guess, I don't know, locally, maybe some people have listened to the show but don't really know that much about Paul Modian. So I'm going to read the biography that my brother David wrote. He's quite a good writer, and I think it's a one page. I'm going to read a couple paragraphs, and then I'll read some more later. One night in 1957, drummer Art Taylor failed to show up for a Thelonious Monk gig, and a relative unknown sat in his place. Over the next six decades, the promising sideman would evolve into an extraordinary jazz band leader and composer. Stephen Paul Modian, 1931 to 2011, was born in Philadelphia and raised in Providence, Rhode Island, the son of Armenian immigrants from Turkey. Paul grew up poor and became something of a juvenile delinquent. He was arrested three times before the age of 13. At the age of 12, he had his first drum lesson. Later in life, he would credit music with keeping him both alive and out of jail. While in high school, he began playing with local swing bands. He then joined the Navy and began performing in a Naval School of Music unit band. He was fortuitously stationed in Brooklyn prior to his discharge in 1954 and called New York City home for the rest of his life. Immersed in the 1950s New York jazz scene, he began jamming with musicians throughout the city while absorbing the performances of idols like Art Blakey, Max Roach, and Philly Joe Jones. And I'll read some more of that biography by David McGurl when we come back. This is Casino.
Thank you.
We just heard I Waited for You from Dizzy Gillespie and W.G. Fuller. That's the composers, and that's from Palmodian and the Electric Bebop Band, a 1993 Polydor release, with Palmodian on drums, Joshua Redman on tenor saxophone, Brad Schopeck on electric guitar, Kurt Rosenwinkel also on electric guitar, Stomu Takashi on electric bass. And before that, we heard Casino from Lost in a Dream, a live at the Village Vanguard album from 2010 with Chris Potter on tenor saxophone, Jason Moran on piano, and Paul Modian on drums. And I'm going to read from the biography that my brother David McGurl wrote for the Paul Modian composition book. And I already started before, so we'll get right to it. Throughout the 1950s and 60s, Paul played with a staggering number of musicians, including Lenny Tristano, Mose Allison, Oscar Pettiford, Stan Getz, Zoot Sims, Paul Blay, Lee Konitz, and Charles Lloyd. He was always learning, both an influence and an influencer. In 1955, he met pianist Bill Evans when they toured together as sidemen for clarinetist Jerry Wald. 5 years later, Bill invited Paul and bassist Scott LaFaro to form his first groundbreaking trio, best known for an extraordinary series of live recordings made at the Village Vanguard in 1961. The group redefined the jazz piano trio as a group of improvisers and equals. In the late 1960s, Paul began playing with the pianist Keith Jarrett, first in a trio with bassist Charlie Hayden, and then in Jarrett's American Quartet with the addition of saxophonist Dewey Redman. They became lifelong friends. Encouraged by Jarrett, who sold him his old piano, Paul began composing his own music in the early 1970s. Paul said of learning to play the piano, "I was in my 40s and felt like a school kid. With my piano books under my arm once a month, I would walk the 10 blocks to Deborah's for my lesson. One day, I glanced down at my hands as I was playing, and I didn't recognize them. It was as if they were the hands of a stranger. They were playing the piano and by themselves and playing quite well." Paul's first album as a band leader, Conception Vessel, was released in 1973 and marked the start of a 39-year relationship with the German label ECM. 1984's It Should Have Happened a Long Time Ago was Paul's first record to feature his trio with tenor saxophonist Joe Lovano and guitarist Bill Frisell, a musical partnership that lasted for the rest of Paul's life. Paul once summed up his career to that point in time: "I was Bill Evans' drummer in the 1960s, Keith Jarrett's drummer in the 1970s, and Paul Modian's drummer in the 1980s. And I will finish reading the biography when we come back, after we're going to hear first Goodbye Pork Pie Hat from the Garden of Eden, and then we're going to hear a cut from Bill Frisell's album Rambler. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Bill Frisell's album Rambler. The tune was Music Heard by Bill Frisell. That was his first album for ECM Records, 1985 release. Kenny Wheeler on trumpet and cornet and flugelhorn. Bill Frisell on guitar and guitar synthesizer. Bob Stewart on tuba. Jerome Harris on electric bass. Paul Modian on drums. And I guess Paul really wasn't supposed to be on that album, but whoever was scheduled to do it couldn't do it at the last minute, so Paul did it. And before that, we heard Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, a Charles Mingus tune from an Electric Bebop Band 2006 release. I'm sorry, that's not the Electric Bebop Band. It's an ECM 2006 release, Garden of Eden, it's called. With Chris Cheek and Tony Malaby on saxophones, Steve Cardenas, Ben Monder, and Jakob Bro on guitars, Jerome Harris on bass, and Paul Modian on drums, and sort of the reincarnation of the Bebop Band, and it's just called the Paul Modian Band at that point. I'm going to finish reading the biography that my brother wrote for the compositions of Paul Modian, the music book of 64 of Paul Modian's compositions that just came out. Over the next 20 years, Paul would revisit his roots in ways that were both new and familiar. In the early 1990s, he formed the Electric Bebop Band, giving new life to old bop standards. And with an electrified lineup of two tenor saxophones, two guitars, electric bass, and drums. During his this time, Paul also recorded the On Broadway series, a collection of standards from the Great American Songbook. One of Paul's less appreciated roles was that of incubator of young talent. His band served as launching pads for many young and then unknown jazz performers, including Joshua Redman, Chris Potter, Wolfgang Muthspiel, and Kurt Rosenwinkel, to name a few. Along with his music, this is his lasting legacy. Always a maverick in his performances and compositions, the closest thing Paul had to a rule was, as he would often say, less is more. His precision and economy of expression were matched by a commitment to creative exploration. He was a generous composer in that he was not threatened by, and in fact encouraged, creative freedom and spontaneity in the playing of his works. I'm not exactly Cole Porter, he once told Modern Drummer with typical modesty, but I generally find what I'm going for. David McGurl, nephew. I also want to say that everyone that helped me with the book didn't ask for any money, which is really the only way I could be done. Steve Cardenas and Bill Frisell both gave a lot of input. My brother wrote that autobiography. My daughter, Kaylee, she helped me do the layout and pick the fonts and stuff for the book. And also Noreen Mullaney, local graphic designer. She helped me a lot with learning how to use the Adobe book software. And also Hans Wendel, who is a promoter of music and takes care of different musical things. I thank them all at the end. Really was a group project. Next up, we have Singing Drums, a 1984 ECM album from a tour that ECM put together. All these drummers, Pierre Favre, Paul Modian, Freddie Studer, Nana Vasconcellos, and they did a tour and they did this album. And the second song is Carnival of the Four by Pierre Favre.
Thank you.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams, cozy to hide in, to live side by side in. Don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture me upon your knee, with tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me alone. Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacation. That we own a telephone. Day will break and you'll awake, and I will bake a sugar cake for you to take, for all the boys to see. Can't you see how happy we would be? Thank you. Okay, that was Albert by Gary Peacock from the New York Trio Recordings Volume 2, Voices, a 2007 Pirouette release with Mark Copland on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. Before that, on Broadway Volume 4, Tea for Two by Yeomans and Caesar, 2006 Winter and Winter release with Larry Grenadier, Chris Potter, Rebecca Martin, and Paul Modian. And before that, the singing drum song Carnival of the Four. I'm going to go to the top of the hour with Tennessee Waltz from The Windmills of Your Mind, but I'm going to come back after the top of the hour because I had one more song I want to play. This is Cindy McGurl for Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. I'm extending the show slightly. First, I want to read one more thing from Paul Modian's composition book with 64 compositions for musicians to play, which just came out a couple of weeks ago. And this is written by Steve Cardenas, musician and friend of Paul Modian, who wrote the notes to the music. for the book. I had the honor of playing in the Palmodian Electric Bebop Band, which later became the Palmodian Octet, from 1997 to 2011. During that time, as the band went through various personnel changes, the music also changed, as Paul introduced more and more of his own compositions. At first, he brought tunes he'd previously recorded, and later new music written for the band. When Paul's niece, Cynthia McGurl, began gathering his music for publication, she asked if I would help sort through the lead sheets and assemble the notes for the songbook. In the process of compiling notes, it was inspiring to revisit Paul's recordings while hearing how the music took shape from his charts. I was also reminded of how Paul, through the way he played the drums, inspired the Electric Bebop Band and the Octet to bring something of our own to the music. With this in mind, I believe he would have wanted his music to be open to interpretation and ideas. For me personally, the depth of Paul Modian's influence is immeasurable. The experience and joy of playing with him forever changed my life. I will always be grateful for those times. Steve Cardenas. And if you have questions, comments, or suggestions, you can check out jazzcloset.blogspot.com. My next show is next Friday, November 11th, and I'm approaching the 100th episode of this podcast. Pretty amazing. Next week will be number 99. Thanks for listening. And to finish the show, I wanted to play one more number 2 tune from a CD, and this is the Hamburg 72 CD put out by ECM in 2014, but it was recorded way back in 1972. Keith Jarrett on piano, Charlie Hayden on double bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And this tune is a Keith Jarrett composition called Everything That Lives Laments. Thank you.
Thank you.